bread for you. And I can't wait to hear what Wanda's communion devotion is going to be. So Wanda, come on up here. We love you so much.
Hi, I'm Wanda, and I'm an overcomer. Tonight, I am not really in a good place. And I know I can say that here with this family, because I know I don't have to hide my worry, my sadness, and the heaviness that's on my heart. You see, my dad is rapidly declining, and right now, I just really don't know how much more time I have with him. But I know it's not much. You know, it's difficult to think of something to say up here when we have so many other things on our minds. So I just thought I would share something about what I've been working on this year. From the Bible app on my phone, I am going through one of those read the Bible in a year plans. The plan I'm following is a chronological plan of how the Bible goes. Maybe I should clarify, I listen to the Bible because I use the audio feature while someone reads it to me while I'm driving or doing other trivial tasks. I thought I was being a bit lazy, but then I got a picture in my head of people in synagogues about 2,000 years ago. It was a picture of people going to church and listening while the Levi priests read from the scrolls in the early version of the early version of the Bible. So I let myself off the hook a little. Currently, I'm in about the time about 700 years before Jesus was born. The chronological plan has been really quite revealing for me. The Old Testament can be confusing, boring, and long. Like you read one book and finally get through it, and then you start another book and that was written at a different time about the same story you just read in the previous book. And I'm like, what is going on here? You know, I need to read this all over again. I also don't get to do my reading or listening every day. I might skip 2 or 3 days, but then I might do 2 or 3 days reading all at one time. Jesus is not hovering over me with a ruler to spat my hand like my first grade teacher did and remind me it's time to get those done. He knows my intentions, and he knows I will get it done when this crazy life of mine allows. We know the Bible is not one book. It's a collection of several books written by various people over a significant amount of time. And when arranged in an order that follows the storyline, not necessarily in the order it was written, you can actually hear the story. We also think the story is about this group of people that could be described as a bunch of drunken, sex-crazed, rule-breaking, up to no good vagabonds. Yeah. But that is not the story I'm hearing. I'm hearing a biography. I am hearing the story about this, well, I don't even know a word for him. It. Deity. Creature. Being. That we all refer to as God. It's an in-depth study of our Creator and nothing to do with us, the creation. His character, his abilities, his intent, his power, and mostly about his love. And not even his love, because that is one of his names. He is love, as in love is a being, a person. The story about this Yahweh, this love character, is told through all the stories dealing with this group of misbehaving humans he created. Something that sticks out to me is how through every mischievous misdeed shenanigan that humans get themselves into, God is always redirecting them back to him, all the while allowing them to continue to get themselves into trouble. Because he is love, he always remains in character. Every evil deed points humanity back to him. Everything that man can do, try, build, hide, sneak, lie, or invent is always used by God to redirect all of us back to him, all the while allowing us to make the choice to follow him or not. Every form of punishment, correction, or rebuke in reality is bringing us back to home. back to safety, back to peace, back to joy, back to His kingdom where He provides everything we need, desire, dream, or conceive of. All of His creation, including us, points to Him. We only need to choose, accept, submit, and surrender our own selfish desires. He gave us every tool we need. He gave us every skill we need. He gave us every emotion and desire to seek Him. Recently, I heard someone make a suggestion how to pray. When I've prayed for others in the past, I'd say something like, God, help them to know You or to seek You and to believe in You. But instead now I pray, God, make Yourself impossible to ignore. We can't ignore Him. He is everywhere. We can't ignore Him. We are in His story. We can't ignore Him. He will always point us back to Him. We can choose to live the miserable life we've been living, or we can see Him, follow Him, and be a part of Him. Start by sharing communion with me and focus and see the impossible to ignore. Yeah.